It had taken the Freys 3 generations to complete their bridge. When they were done, they'd thrown up stout timber keeps on either bank, so no one might cross without their leave. The timber had long since given way to stone. The twins, 2 squat, ugly, formidable castles, identical in every respect, with a bridge arching between, had guarded the crossing for centuries. High curtain walls, deep moats, and heavy oak and iron gates protected the approaches. The bridge footings rose from within the stout inner keeps. There was a barbican and portcullis on either bank, and the water tower defended the span itself. One glance was sufficient to tell Catelyn that the castle would not be taken by storm. The battlements bristled with spears and swords and scorpions. There was an archer at every crenel and arrow slit. The drawbridge was up, the portcullis down, the gates closed and barred. The Great John began to curse and swear as soon as he saw what awaited them. Lord Rickard Carstark glowered in silence.
"That cannot be assaulted, my lords," Roose Bolton announced.
"Nor can we take it by siege, without an army on the far bank to invest the other castle," Helmand Tallheart said gloomily,